As I speak to you now, I am not a happy person. And this is as a result of a recent development I'm still struggling to wrap my mind around. So on Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024, a Ghanaian chef named Ebenezer Smith, alias Chef Smith, dominated the headlines. Of course, the reason was obvious. He announced to the media at a press conference that he is the new Guinness World Record Cookathon holder, showing a proof of certificate.
Gentlemen, distinguished guests, esteemed members of the media, and fellow Ghanaians. Today is the day I will forever remember. I am incredibly humbled and honored to stand before you today as the Guinness World Record holder. Cooking for 802 hours, 25 seconds. My heart is overflowing with joy and gratitude.
This news was widely reported by a number of local and international media outlets. You will be shocked to know that the BBC, GBC, GH1 TV, UTV, and a number of online blogs like AmiyaOdebra.com, Pulse Ghana, and many others reported same. Later on, Guinness World Record came out stating the verdict as false. An email sent by Fact Check Ghana to Guinness World Record confirmed that the widely reported information was indeed false. The email read, "No, this is not true at all. He does not hold the Guinness World Record title, and this is not our certificate." Wow. Since then, some media houses have deleted the original news article they published announcing the cookathon record, with others also deleting their social media posts regarding the subject. In fact, the chef in question has come out publicly to apologize on a national television.
"I'm sorry, and I beg the entire nation."
The big question is, how did we get here as a country? What happened to fact-checking and credible journalism? Am I safe to say that the media has failed us? The media misled the entire country into believing what was supposed to be a false news. I guess you now understand why, as a media and information literacy advocate, I have been championing MIL in every corner of society. MIL has become a critical tool in the fight against misinformation and disinformation. Beyond Chef Smith announcing his fake record-breaking attempt with the world, what did the media do? Delete the posts and life goes on as usual? No. With barely 5 months to the general election, don't you think the media owe society a responsibility to fact check the things they come across? The media owes society a duty to churn out what is true and factual. How difficult was it for the media to verify, do some background research? In fact, they did none of this. This situation calls for news organizations to promote media literacy and strong professional journalism in their newsrooms, paying attention to fact-checking and source verification, which is a key component of media and information literacy education. Well, we cannot entirely blame the media. Individuals, we owe ourselves a responsibility to fact check what is being presented to us as well. Don't just believe whatever you see or hear in the news, because it's coming from a reputable organization does not entirely mean it's true. Go the extra mile and verify things for yourself. Let's remember that we all have responsibility to fight the spread of fake news and disinformation. This is the only way we can improve quality discourse and weaken the environment that propelled disinformation in Ghana all these years. This is an editorial by Pen Plus Bytes. Follow Pen Plus Bytes across all our social media platforms. See you next time.